All right, greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. Also, He Said He's Stargate, simulcasting. And we've got God knows how many affiliates right now, probably up to 100 affiliates and God knows how many countries. I think 90 plus countries, but I'll get the numbers on that soon. But it keeps going up. You keep adding affiliates. Housekeeping to get talk about. We've got our conference set up for the, I think it's going between the 15th, 16th, and 17th. I'll have to look at the numbers. It's on the website if you go to eseti.org and check it out. We just put the tickets up for sale, and they're selling like crazy, and we haven't even gotten the speaker list up. So that's going to be going up really soon. Just give you a few people. We've got Clifford Mahoudi. Awesome. He's going to give us the, you know, Native American perspective on what's happening and his information. We got Peter Maxwell Slattery, who's on our show tonight. We got Dr. Alex Bloom, Ken Rolla, Heidi Tahana from Hawaii, Kate Buckley. She has an awesome presentation. I might laugh my ass off last time, all the memes that she had. And Ben from Ben and Wonder, Tyler Koala, Trish. Margus, and we're also working right now on, we don't have it totally confirmed, but we're going to have Corey Good and Dr. Sala and Elena Danan in, they'll be Skyping in together, you know, together, and we're going to do a major coverage on what's happening from their perspectives as well. So that's going to be amazing, but we're in the process of firming that up. So don't hold a gun to my head if it doesn't happen exactly the way we're saying it is. But we should have this all confirmed and set up in the next couple of days. And it'll be on the website with everybody's bios. I wanted to flip the Schumann resonance up. That's one of the first things I want to talk about. We are getting hammered, folks, you know. And I've been talking about that, the Schumann resonance, the central sun connecting through all the other suns and affecting the earth. And we are just getting hammered right now. So a lot of people are really losing it. I know, you know, bitch, just hang in there, friends, family, just your everyday people on the street are, you know, we're going into that end time madness right now. People are freaking losing it. And I mean, I made up a couple of memes, which will probably get me kicked off of Facebook again. I'm always in jail there, but I put them out on our other channels so far about some of this stuff. But yeah, it's I don't want to go into too much of the jab stuff right now, but it's all coming out. Who's behind it? The effects of it, and there's some videos coming out about the election fraud and all this stuff. So it's all coming out now that the truth is out there, and all the conspiracy theorists are going to get to do that. Neener, neener, neener. I told you so. And we should have a national conspiracy theory day for all of us to celebrate, because we are going to be celebrating here very shortly. It's all coming down. There's so much more going on right now. Both Peter and I are just getting hammered energetically right now with these golden beings, and Kazekiel is one coming to me. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but they are so active right now. There's so much higher consciousness and energy, and it's bringing everybody's stuff up. And I feel like I have little tinglies throughout my entire crown is going off like crazy. They're really trying to come in now. This is happening for a lot of people right now. The energies are so powerful. Hang in there. So without any further ado, I want to bring Peter onto the show. So Peter, are you with us?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. And great being on again. Thanks for having me on, mate.
Hey, I want you to talk about what you just told me, that your experience with the golden being and all that.
So basically, it was about an hour ago, just before we started, and I just sat down on the couch, and this golden being materialized about 3 meters behind me. and it was there for about a few seconds, and then it just dematerialized, and then all of a sudden I could see it in my mind, and there was just communication going on for about 10 minutes on and off. It was like a massive download, to where it's really coming down to the point where a lot of stuff's coming up for everyone, but those that have already done a lot of the inner work, it's going to get easier. And it's more being a guiding light now to those that haven't, basically that haven't done that work, but they're opening up to it, and those that have been doing it. So it's really sort of like an energetic thing now of paving the way for these new energies to come through, because as where we are in Galactic Plane, as you know, we're opening up now to new energies. And in my opinion, going into even a magnetic a null zone, to where there's going to be a neutralizing and rectifying and resetting of energies as well. So it's like those that are ready and rising to the occasion to get to that next level, they're going there. Those that not, well, maybe not this time around, but it's quite exciting times.
Yeah. And, you know, not to go on the negative, but, you know, a lot of people are checking out. I have a lot of close friends that are losing family, and it's happening on a regular basis. And, you know, it's like I can't go into mourning. I'm sorry, man. I'm saying good for them. You know, like good on you. You know, you're free. You know, you're free. Now you can do whatever you, and I tune into them and they're still with us, and they're coming in from the fifth and sixth dimension. They're way up there and they're all just blissed out. They're so excited now and they're free and there's no more pain. Their minds are clear. It's just amazing, you know, and you try to convey that to people. Look, you know, it's not what you think, you know, like, you know, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, you know, and because, you know, it's like the people that are alive in spirit and awake are understanding this, you know, but you still have, you know, there's grief and you have to go through that grief, but that you didn't lose anybody. They're still there, you know, I lost my husband, or I lost my mom, or lost my, you know, I go, well, where'd you put them? You know, you put them in the gone section. So they are, you know, but they're not, you know, so.
There's a liberation with it. It's a time of celebration. Of course, there's going to be that mourning and missing the physicality of their hug, their smell, their touch, their laughter, things like that. But I think it's just hard because a lot of people have amnesia of what it's like before coming here on the other side. But for those that get glimpses of it and experience it on a regular basis like ourselves, it's, this is the television show. That's reality. And it's hard because at the same time, people that don't have a reference don't have a reference. But it's, I guess, sparking that seed, that flame in their consciousness to experience that and reconnect with it.
Yeah. I also see what's happening too with these massive ships that are here. It's so funny because when that massive ship, when I filmed that massive ship out there, I got a message and like, it's on. You know, it's a go. And I go, wow, this is interesting. All these other ships are going pew, pew, through it and everywhere, you know, and I go, man, it's, and I got really clear. It's on, it's a go. Things are going to start moving very quickly. And a lot of people don't understand who's really in charge, you know, and it's whatever name you want to give creator's in charge. And it's coming down through the dimensions, you know, with the Andromedans, the Sirians, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians. And they're the handmaidens of creator, you know, they're doing their thing, and the earth is being reclaimed and it's being put back on its original path, you know, where everything could evolve to its highest potential. That was is supposed to be in Eden. That was the original intent. So are you getting a lot of that same information?
Yeah, 100%. To add to that, I feel from what I'm experiencing, the Lyrians are really stepping up, and I'm talking about ninth onwards up in terms of frequency.
Yeah.
Also the Elohim and the Lords of Light, and what we could say is the collective kingdom of the angelic energies, the celestial energies are really stepping up, because our energies are now shifting so much that there is an adaption going on, and they're sort of like, we could say, the moderators and the architects from the light blueprint that's affecting the physicality reality that we're experiencing, basically where it's being projected from. They're now sort of come through that interplane, through that veil more. So that's all I can really add to that, because it is really getting full on, especially for myself, with a lot of regular happenings that talking to Anita last night, I can't put a lot of this in words now. It's not that people wouldn't understand it, though some of that may be the case, but to top it off, really, it's hard to put in human earth English. It can't articulate it enough with the stuff that's going on. And I think there's a lot of people in their own way experiencing something similar.
Yeah, and I feel the same. I always tell people God is a feeling. You know, it doesn't have a high voice. It doesn't have a low voice, a male voice, a female voice. It's, you know, that's inner sensitivity. It's that clairsentience, you know, that really taps into the source. And when you do that, you can feel that this energy is going top down. It's like all the way down into the DNA, into the atom. You know, it's going through every muscle, every fiber, every tissue of your being, every organ. And if you allow it, there's going to be a massive transmutation going on in a positive way. And then we have the other side. You know, we have to have a balanced information, because we have the other side doing everything they can to block it. And that's with the jabs and all the other fear and all the other nonsense they're doing. They're doing everything to stop that and break that connection. So people need to be smart about that and you know, get back to nature, get your feet on the ground. Don't put foreign objects into your body, you know. And that's all I'm going to say on that. But, you know, it's all coming out. You know, all the top people involved in that are all coming out, and we're finding out who owns all the companies. And, you know, they're owned by one major group and the major people involved in that group, and do the research on it. It all goes back to just two or three individuals that are running the whole show, and they're being exposed now. So that's going out the door. That's just not going to be too much longer.
And the fallen masters are working through a lot of these people as well. This is the thing, that there's this lower light network, Archon, Draconian, whatever you want to term it. But on the other side, what I'm saying through all of the counselings and readings that I'm doing recently, and this coming up quite regularly, is that there is people's energetic wills, chakras, whatever you want to term it, that there's being a recalibration on that level as well as the emotional bodies and the light body as a whole. So we're seeing people go through this conscious shift. But like I say, ground a little bit more, even if it's 5 minutes here and there, because what's happening is that there's knowledge and wisdom coming upon them that's integrating into the, basically dovetailing on the wisdom and knowledge as a human. But the grounding aspect, it's like the more that we wake up, the more you've got to ground, because you've got to ground this into the body computer. You've got to up, like, there's an upgrade in effect going on. So things like what we're saying, you know, that's why we're pretty lucky on our properties. We've got the nature, we can go out, we can walk, we can ground, we can chop wood, whatever it is that grounds us. The more that people can do that, hike, whatever it is that's pleasurable, that's grounding, do it more and more, because there's a lot of upgrades going for those on for all light workers and starseeds, especially those that are watching this.
Yeah, you know, you get out in the gardens and get your hands and feet on the ground, you know, and you're really connected in with the earth and recalibrating. And I always tell people I love gardening because, you know, the plants don't have a belief system. They never argue with you. You know, they just grow. Yeah, they do have an intelligence, but it's not what you think. And, you know, they do their thing, but it's pretty interesting. But I'm finding more and more that I'm really wanting to spend time more inward and in nature and kind of away from all the drama, because we are going into that end time madness. You know, people are just people that haven't dealt with their old wounds and traumas and their little tyranny games and everything else. They are just coming unglued right now. And there's no getting away from it. And I'm seeing people going through, they don't even know what's going on. They're having all these physical complications, everything, because all their past life is coming up and things that happened in the past life are now manifesting in the body right now.
Into the physical ailments.
In the physical body, yeah. And they're going, oh, shit. I go, well, you got your head cut off. You know, you were hung or you were burned at the stake, you know. And they're going, God, my whole, I'm getting blisters, you know, and I'm getting, you know.
It's happening again. Watch yourself.
Yeah. So it's really interesting watching this unfold, and you track it back to find the source of the problem. And a lot of times, a good portion of the time, it's non-physical. You know, it's coming from some other source, either a negative entity or past life trauma or something else. You clear that out and the body just follows suit, just lets go.
Yeah. It's being open to, I think, just these types of things. A lot of people, they're not doing clearings, or they're not open or connected in a way to their past lives, or things like that are impeding on this life, that they're repeating patterns that they've done in other lives. And it's like, catch it out. Because a lot of the time, not just in this life, but we could say in past lives, mm-hmm. what I say to people is just realize it's a story. And it's up to you what that story is from now on. It's like walking up to somebody and meeting them, and you tell them all your past, or, hey, it's new future right now. This is me. I'm in the present. Work it from there. Bring in the new energies. Forget the past.
Yeah, that's so important, to release the past and heal the old traumas. And I tell people, within you, you have the big eraser. You know, never happened, you know.
Yeah.
And you can activate that. We all have that within us. And it's really important to do that. I want to touch a little bit about, I want to give a balanced thing about disclosure right now. And we talked about that with Mary and you in the last show. That was great.
Dr. Sean Ellsworth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, great show. Yeah, look that up. I guess that's on, what's the easiest way for people to look up that show? Because there's a lot covered in that.
If they look up Dr. Charnel True TV, I think even on YouTube, they'll find it. And then she's got a website that's connected to that as well. I can't remember. She's got a lot of people like Daniel.
Swift Fire.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have it on our site too. It's on the website, so you can check that out. But it was a great show. There's a couple things I wanted to cover in there. One, I didn't get a chance to talk about in my own experience and going through the seventh dimension. I went into the void, and at the void, I saw two columns, and the columns were filled with orbs. And the orbs were dark in one column, and the orbs were light in the other column.
Right, the other one? Yeah.
Yeah. And they told me this is the first polarities. This is where creation begins, where the first split happens. And I go, wow, you know, I was looking at, and I'd look at the dark orbs and they turn light. And I looked at the light orbs and they turn dark. And so your consciousness totally interacts with that realm where the first polarity split. And you know, that's what our soulmate's about. When we come from the monad and we first split into male and female, or positive, negative, you know, whatever, it's more depth than that. But that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was, and people are going to get upset with this, but I'm just going to say it. Look, there is a major satanic Luciferian energy right now that's replete throughout the UFO community and the spiritual community. And it's also the people who are authentic are really getting hammered, and the people that are posers are getting the podium, you know, they're getting, and there's these major conferences, and it doesn't matter if you're really famous and you've got the name, it doesn't matter if you're a poser or a pedophile or whatever, they're going to promote you and put you right at the top because that's a moneymaker. You know, it's going to draw enough people. And I'm just going, where's the impeccable integrity here? You know, where are people doing the research to find out what these people do off stage, you know, off the podium, you know? And that really needs to be done right now. People need to do some major research before they jump into these programs and start following this group or go to that group or that conference or whatever. Do the research, you know, because, you know, it's really sad because there's major conferences that I used to speak at that I'm no longer invited because I spoke about this, you know, this subject. And so now I'm on the blacklist, whatever, but I'd rather be on the blacklist and maintain my integrity and maintain that impeccable integrity versus promote, you know. And you won't see these people on my show. You won't see them at our conferences either. These same people, they're not going to get a space here at the ranch because, you know, if you do one thing on stage and you do something off stage and you're tied into these other pretty dark groups, you know, and I tell them, I said, you know, just because you can name drop, you know, this name and that name and whatever, it doesn't, if this person's a famous person, it, you know, it doesn't, you know, look at their integrity levels. And we were talking in the show, it was really funny. I said, you know, my condolences to a lot of the people in the UFO community, that have lost their friends and sponsors due to the military tribunals. and that's what's going to go down. But this is all going to get cleaned up, and there's nowhere to run. And I really think there are people that can shift, that can walk away from that other energy. And you might take a little shot in the arm about the fame or the hit. You know, you may not get the fame or the money you were expecting, but at least you've got your integrity levels. And maybe speak out about what's going on, what's really happening in the field, because we need a huge influx of integrity and truth into these fields, because that's why we're still dealing with Roswell. We're still dealing with things that happened 70 years ago. And I really wanted to bring you on to talk about, you know, we know who's on the ships, and we go all the way to Creator, basically. And we know all the different levels of beings, which they censor and do everything they can to keep that out of the mix. And it's so important for, you know, I was talking about, we got the Trinity going with you and myself and Mary Rodwell. That was awesome, you know, but we need to bring more in like that to join the club and get this information out. And to me, it's like, you know, Mary's talked about it too. It's like, you know, I can't believe you're not speaking at these events. I mean, you've got better
footage. I've done a handful of events in Australia over 11 years. I've done more in America and other countries than I have here.
And yeah.
Almost like they say in the Bible that the prophet's own people would disown him. It's like, it is similar to that. I've got to say that. It's not putting myself at that status, but literally it's like, all right, you and me are in the middle of nowhere, and we've pretty much got some of the best footage on the planet that's been analyzed, it's been tested. You did a lot of television years ago. I've done a little bit on and off. And what happens is there ends up being this controlled narrative. And that's why you were the one that started up, and I helped you create the Uncontrolled Narrative documentary. Because it's just like in the world in general, you have a few controlling the many, and you have that with any organization, whether it's the spirit or any sort of arena, the spiritual arena, the UFO community, the paranormal community. Something that I've been trying to do for years is bring the entire community together. And at the end of the day, I don't really want to be part of any community except something that represents love, unity, and learning. And that's what we need to do is be in that space, which we've been doing. But I was disenchanted for a few years with it, I'll say that. I found out a lot of the time it was because I couldn't be somebody's story or case, where I went to a lot of UFO groups and researchers to explain what was going on, the evidence that I had and the witnesses. Nobody cared until I ended up on the evening news and the morning show here. So what happened then was an influx of ufologists wanting to work with me. And I'm like, the only person that ever got back to me and actually started working with me was Mary Rodwell. One of these people, I said this in front of a crowd to him and said, I'll try contacting you. I never heard back. I said, do you know how many experiences are out there needing help and assistance? And they never get help.
Yeah.
And only if you can make a story out of them is that the case. So this is where I'm not too worried, because I get to meet and hang out with great people that are in alignment with me. I do a lot of things with these SETI, the surrounding groups and people that we're connected with. And the people that come to those events, it's bloody amazing every time we're hanging out at your place. The type of people that get attracted to that is soul family. So I would probably rather not be going to these huge events, because it's like in Melbourne here, I had to stop doing a lot of my own events there with the Skywatchers, because I was getting 200 people in a park and the energies were just too, it wasn't focused on connecting with the beings. It was focused on, let's see something, and they did. But it's, when people are in the heart, truth and integrity, that's what I want to be around.
Yeah, I feel the same thing too. I'd rather have, you know, right now I'm feeling I'd rather be out in nature, you know, period. But but we have our mission, we have our work to do here.
Yeah.
And I also feel too, is, you know what, I don't have to do anything. I'll just sit back and watch the energies come in, because they're gonna do everything for me. Right now, it's already laid out. I mean, it's already, you know, this,
where's the sound for emotions, mate?
Yeah, the snowball's been pushed over the hill and it is rolling, and it's rolling hot and fast and heavy. So you can't get away from it. And if you know the forces behind this and you're aligned with those forces, you know, you you have this total peace and solace that, hey, this is going to go no matter what, you know. It's like, I can't screw this up. This is so far out of my hands. It's so big that there's no way it can be stopped. And that's what I see. And I just tell these people, careful, you're going to hurt yourself. You know, if you keep running this program, this nonsense program, you know, you're going to hurt yourself, basically, because everything's going to be exposed. The lies are all going to come up, and the agendas, the true agendas of these people and their true nature, it's all going to come out, and there's no way of getting around it. And it's so funny because we were talking about that. I have a new handle now. I'm called the enemy of disclosure, you know? Yeah. We were talking about that. I'm the enemy of the posers, basically, and the satanic Luciferians and all those guys, you know, because, but you know, that's an honor, you know. I'll take that, you know, if you want to do it. But there are people out there like Michael Sala and other people that are doing a great job with disclosure. Some of the other ones have just lost it. You know, Corey's doing a great job. He really brought out the secret space fleet and all that that's going on. You know, I don't know anybody that's brought that up more than him. You know, he's done a, no matter what people feel about him, you know, everybody has different ideas about it, but you really think about it, look at what he brought to the table and what he brought out. You know, I don't know anybody that's done a better job of that. But, you know, again, there's people in there that I'm finding that, you know, gathering together with people that are again of high integrity, of bringing out the information, and there's so many levels to what's going on, you know, and sometimes people get outside their box a little bit, you know, and I see that a lot. And, you know, it's like me, if I went into the secret space fleet box, I'd be out of my element. You know, I know it exists. I know it's been around for a long time. I know we've been going back and forth to the moon and Mars since the late 60s, and the Germans are doing it before that. You know, I'm aware of all that. I know people that worked on those projects, you know, but as far as, you know, have I been on those ships? No. You know, have I interacted with the beings they're interacting with, or Solar War Marine? No, I haven't. You know, I've been on other ships, but not those. So I'm the first to say, you know, I have so much, I don't have all the knowledge, you know, and everybody has their forte, and we need to, you know, listen to each person and see how it fits for us. You know, is it empowering? You know, is it, how's this affect me? You know, is it, is this knowledge, you know, beneficial? You know, we really need to look at that, you know, versus.
They're the simple things. They're the simple things. It's like what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how is it benefiting others and helping myself? And is this worth my energy and time? It's as simple as that. And if people question themselves when they're doing whatever it is with those questions, they can save themselves a lot of drama and time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how does it feel? You know, that's the main thing. What does this feel like?
Not your head saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can. You know, the manipulators will give you all these facts, and all you hear is when I did this, and when I met with this person and this politician and this, and you hear I, you know, all the way through. And then they overwhelm you with all this stuff. And all of a sudden you go, God, this guy's really smart. I just better give all my power away to this guy, and he can tell me what to do and what to think, you know? And I go, where's the we, you know, where's the, you know, this, you know, it's almost like being a vampire, you know, it really is. It's almost like sorcery. It's like don't.
That energy's connected to that, because it's sucking the life force from others.
Yeah.
It's exactly doing that.
And that's what that Gray Alliance is all about. And all those guys, you know, and the reptilians and everything else, it's all about not empowering you as an individual to make your own connection with Creator, to become aware of your own past lives, your multidimensional self, you know, which includes other star nations, other civilizations. It's all about external, see me, dig me, look at me, and give me all your power, and I'll tell you what's going on. And you should be very afraid, because if I don't step in, you know, it's such a mind screw. You know,
but people funny. See it, and if they don't, they eventually do a 360 and they see it. They eventually will see it, and that's the joy of what we're doing. We see the shifts over time. We see that shifts in people where they get it and they empower themselves, and that's, you know, the joy when you see that the people make their own shifts and their own connection and their own development. That's, you can't beat that.
Yeah, but the only problem is a lot of the people, by the time they start figuring it out, they've got so much stacked on them. They have all these other entities hooked into them. They're feeding off of them. And, you know, we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. There's other people saying, you know, open wide, let anything come in, you know, stop being a spiritual snob. I hear all this nonsense and it's all love. It's all good. It's not, you know, it's not. You know,
Before I was known for this, I was the bloke that you'd called pretty much some of the most haunted houses in Australia, and I still get called up. And I was lucky that I had a lot of training in this, but I was a bit ignorant with the extraterrestrial side of things, though I've been an experiencer pretty much my whole life anyway, because everything was pretty cool in that arena. But once you start connecting the dots and you go on that soul development, that soul journey, you see that there is these parasitic thought forms, there's cord attachments, there's all different forms of entities, and even psychotropic technologies and other things that are being used on people on a regular basis. And once you see that, you see it all the time, and that's sort of what you and I both specialize in, as well as self-mastery. So I think it's just step bang in your own power and not giving that power away, staying in truth and integrity. And it might be frustrating that you might be not developing the way that you'd like, but you'll eventually get there. You'll get to where you need to if you stay in truth. That's it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I want to switch the subject a little bit, because I want to go into, you've got some amazing footage, and I know you've shared that with Robert so we can see. So can you walk us through some of the footage that you have?
Yeah, so I might be able to see it, I'm not sure, but we'll just start with the three ships. Now, some will say automatically, what is it, Starlink, they say, but look, this is the thing with James and I. We're at the point where we're not going to put with every video, check the satellite tracker. Now, I'm sick of it after 5-6 years having to state my case every time. James, after 36, 37 years, which is how long I've been alive doing this, I don't question him. A lot of the time I'll be there, I'll check stuff with James. We do stuff like that. We're not going to put material out that is misleading. And for people to think, after the amount of years that I've been doing this, to not be able to know the difference between Starlink, a satellite, a space station, a plane, anyway, but yeah, this is just an example. These three crafts actually dematerialized in the exact same spot. And there was another craft cutting through in front of it. But there was another one that I got recently where there's this craft, and I was sort of questioning, is it a satellite? Because I always check the tracker. Now, usually I'll do it straight after, because that way I can tell what's going on. But there's this orb going across, and I basically said something to the effect of, show us something so you're not a satellite. And basically you see this rainbow light materialize next to it and blink out, which is quite phenomenal with that. And John Vivancar made that, and he said, yeah, it's pretty much our crew that was sort of projecting some codes and energy upgrades for myself. So I think it's in this video now, if I've got it correct, that might be appearing. But you just basically see this rainbow light appear next to the craft. And there it is there, bang, and there will be a close-up in a second. Mm. So you'll see a nice little close-up. Can you see that as well, James, on your screen?
I have a really small screen that I can see.
Look at that. That's the rainbow light that appeared, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right next to the graph.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. And
the next one's a flying saucer. There was 2 days of contact last year that involved missing time. This, we go into a feature film that's about to come out on myself called Multidimensional, and there was 3 or 4 photos. There was more photos than that, but only a handful of them end up any good. This is from the second day of contacts, and it's very clear flying saucers, so people can see that for themselves there. And it's been analyzed by Jason Gleaves, UK Air Force Aerospace, from UFO only as well. So that's a really clear version of a disc. Now, there is a lot of what I say nuts and bolts is our stuff or space fleet. These crafts are more what I call like a liquid metal that can shape shift and take on any form. And they, as they start to hold up in frequency, they basically turn into light. Of course, a lot of bands are in their Mercury and light bodies, as you and I know. So there's so many different types. But yeah, there's a lot going on at Jaya Sanctuary too. So I'm getting ready to open up in September. We've got the sky watching area. We've got the galactic meeting place, the stone circle, fireplace. We've got a meditating pyramid as well. So there's quite a lot going on here at the moment as well. So it's all happening, mate.
Nice. Yeah. The I know he's still playing the footage there. I've seen just mind blower. I mean, when I was there with you in Australia, when we had the should say Australia to say it properly, but it was amazing. We just like one ship after another coming over the house, like in Melbourne. You know, we're just like boom, boom, boom. It was crazy. And then we were
at Mount Buffalo, that massive one.
Yeah,
God, the tree top level. Like, that was.
Yeah, just one after another. It was just crazy. And Wispies and the other beans showing up. And you know, it's just amazing the footage you're getting. Not just the ships, but you're getting other paranormal. And you got pictures of some grays and things like that that are undeniable. But it's so funny that the evidence that you have and the footage that you have, I know it's coming out in your movie Multidimensional, but... I mean, together we've gotten so much footage and just like, you know, where's Tucker Carlson? You know, Sean Hannity did actually come out to ESETI and they did a thing. He sent a crew out, you know, and they got some footage and we gave him some really, and he gave me a pretty fair shake on it, you know, which was good, but they really need to get back out because we've got just, you know, they're not fuzzy Tic Tacs. These are very clear ships. They're doing, like you're saying, they're going back and forth between a physical ship and an energy or a light ship. They're making turns. They're going several thousand miles an hour, phasing in, phasing out. And they're making turns that would splatter somebody on the inside. I mean, I had Boeing engineers here, triple PhD Boeing engineers, and they saw these ships doing these maneuvers. And they said, you know, if that was a conventional plane or a ship, those guys, those pilots would be splattered on the wall, you know, the G-force. There's no way they could maintain consciousness and go through, you know, a shift like that. So, you know, obviously they have a field around the ship that negates the G-force and things like that. But, you know, it's very clear. I mean, geez, I've been doing it, 7 years, and you've been doing it most of your life too. And you know, we've got all the evidence, like where is it? And I really think it is going to come out. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't be surprised to see Trump land on in the Skywatch field one of these days, you know, because a lot of his people have already been here. A lot of key people around him and bodyguards and things like that. And I gave him DVDs. I said, yeah, check them out. You know, but, you know, they can only say so much. They can't throw everybody into panic, you know, but
they're
fully aware of what's going on and they're all being contacted, you know.
Well, that's the hopes with what we've done, because it's featuring yourself, James, John Vivanco, Jason Gleaves and Mary. I think between us in this documentary, it's going to take things to a new level that I haven't seen personally in other documentaries in terms of going into that full-blown multidimensional aspect. And I think between all of us, we actually sort of build a picture that my motivation for this is, yes, the UFO and paranormal people are going to love the video, in my opinion, but I wanted it to be something that any family can watch together or anybody new to this that isn't into it. And I think that's what we're going to do. And hopefully dovetailing onto that, once we can travel again, I can get over there and we can do another feature film on yourself. And, take things in a new direction that I think we'll be guided on.
I thought it was amazing here because when John came here and he had his remote viewers totally secluded, they didn't know what they're looking at or anything. And we had one ship come over that was obviously a satellite and we knew it was a satellite. And so they remote viewed that and they drew a box. I mean, a metal casing, and they said there was no intelligence in it. It was just, you know,
the solar panels and the dish.
It was a satellite, you know, obviously. So, and then the next one they draw was this angelic being inside wearing a white gown and just beautiful energy. And that was the one that really powered up and put a show on for us. And we all knew it was, you know, who was on that one.
You and me independently before that, and we didn't tell each other until just after. We both said what time, location, and what bands were going to appear when and where. Like, we both got it independently. Like, so for you and me, that's like backing each other up going, all right, this proves contact, because James went and meditated. I meditated for like an hour in the morning. I had missing time. And then John walks in and I go, the bangs are going to appear here, here, and here at this time in this location. There was a couple other people with him. You did the same thing. Yeah. And then John's team, independent from what he was told, get a complete difference of the same story from a complete different method. It showed, and they saw all of it. They saw it all for themselves.
Yeah, and there, some of them were in a completely different location. You know, there's no communication or anything. And on top of that is remote viewers. And when I told them that, you know, those guys are feline beings, you know, on the ship, you know, and the remote viewers are drawing these cat beings, you know, they're humanoid cat beings, and they're going, this is freaking us out. We don't understand what we're looking at here. John was laughing about it, going, yeah, he goes, those are the feline beings. And so it's funny because we've been talking about this stuff. Now the remote viewers are getting detailed information about it, validating it. And then if you do your research in ancient history, you find out these feline beings, you know, they call them Narsringa,
everywhere.
Narissa, you know, they were the protectors of the gods. They were standing right next to the ancient Anunnaki. You know, they're carved in stone. And they're back, you know, they're returning. And I want to just mention one thing about the Anunnaki. A lot of the Anunnaki continued to evolve and they went on, and they're in the sixth and seventh dimension. They're way up there. And the fallen ones stayed on Earth. And there were still benevolent ones that stayed on Earth that got caught up in all the dramas. But there was a war, and Marduk actually aligned with the reptilians and went against his own people for total supremacy of the Earth. And eventually they turned on him. So we're still dealing with that mess. The good news is the benevolent Anunnaki are coming in because they have karma. You know, they have some things they have to straighten out as well. And the Pleiadians are coming in, who were the terraformers that created Atlantis and Lemuria or Mu. And they're coming in right now to reset everything. And they have more genetic stock than any other race. And then you got the Andromedan Council of Light, which are the big boys in the neighborhood. They're the last expression before the source, you know, where they actually have an identity. They're 8 to 10 foot tall magnetized light beings. But all these beings and the Orion Council of Light, they went through the wars in Orion and were victorious. And then you've got the fifth dimensional Orions that had to clean up all the trauma in the 4D wars, you know, in the Orion system too, that they're coming in. But there's so many different things going on, and people have a little bit of truth and they're passing on this recycled ignorance over and over again. You go, no, it's not one thing. Like, everybody isn't negative that comes out of Orion, you know, and the Pleiadians are not reptilians, you know, they're different. They're completely different, you know, and if you call one of the Orion Council of Light beings a reptilian, which is what they're trying to do, or a gray, they fought them. They had their wars. They lost a lot of loved ones and colonies.
The reptilians were trying to put outposts completely throughout that system and take over the portals, mainly in the Horsehead Nebula and going through Mintaka, Aunitak, and Aunilam. And this is the thing, is that they're not native to there. They've got a huge connection to Draco. There is some that we could say native to certain planetary bodies. There's reptilians that think that they're native to here, that they did get small custodianship between the Lyrians, and when the Pleiades came back with the Federation, basically the start of Atlantis and Lemuria, they screwed that up. Yeah. So this is where you and me and JJ Turtletake have been from the Keys of Enoch. We've been on the same page with all this. It's just ill-informed that if people read a book that they've got a source that they follow and it's all Orions are bad, it's like, no, it's like saying everybody on Earth is screwed up. We could say that, you know, with what's going on, but you've got good and you've got a mixture of it.
You know, it's like if I take an apple across the globe right now, everybody's got a different name for that apple. You know, and if I go to France and I walk through some degenerate alley and I get my butt handed to me and robbed, you know, am I going to say all Frenchmen are evil? You know, It's no, I had a bad experience. There's some beautiful Frenchmen or Italians or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just using that. So you can't really pigeonhole this or categorize it. You know, these are big systems, huge systems, and they're multidimensional systems too. So we have to develop that inner sensitivity, that inner awareness, where we can feel the nature of a being and what their agenda is, or we're going to get lost, you know, because, you know, we can't just go by this other information we've been given. You know, a lot of it, some of it's accurate, a lot of it's inaccurate, and some of it's too vague, you know, it's too vast. You can't say one group are all evil, you know, you can't do that. So people have to develop, like talking about this right now. If I wasn't aware right now, the grays right now are coming in. They're trying to shut me down and I can feel the reptilians. So if I didn't have my inner awareness right now, I would be giving you a big line of crap, you know, with them trying to influence it. But yeah, they're trying to push in on my left side here and they're trying to give me a headache, but it's not going to work.
I can see it right here.
And it's Yeah. They're really trying.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And this is the thing, everyone watching this needs to be aware, you are so loved, you've got a huge team working with you. Everyone's got a team. And next time you feel goosebumps, your hair stands up, you feel an energetic sensation like the Pleiadians, like there's a temperature drop in the room, not much, but it's a beautiful breeze, just sit there and put a thought out. Because what's happening is you can get visions, thoughts, and feelings coming back. Push another thought out. When you feel that change, what's happening is your light body is overlapping somebody else's light body, and that's a physical byproduct of how their energy feels with you. So even with me and James, whether it's physically or non-physical contact, we're getting thoughts, visions, and feelings all in sync, and we're melded with that. And this is why you've got to be in truth, because not just with these beings, but when the time comes, everyone's going to know everything that you have done, you wish you'd done, the things you didn't do. You're a book. And can you handle being an open book to these beings? Because that's what it comes down to. You want contact? Well, you've got to be an open book. And your team have got love, compassion, non-judgment about it. It's the reptilians and everyone else, the archons and the lower light that will use that against you, the things in the past that you've done.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that over and over again. You know, people had some really challenges. You know, they might have gotten involved in some illegal stuff, or, you know, even murders and just all kinds of things, you know. And they were born into these families or these situations, and they became a real mess. And then they busted out of it, but they still have that, God, you know, that guilt or that fear of it happening again, or the unworthiness. And that's the doorway these entities come on. They come in on that. And it could even be past life stuff as well. So the bottom line is that the Creator loves everybody unconditionally. It's like the sun. It just shines on everybody evenly. It can't judge. And so we have to find that space within ourselves and forgive ourselves, because we keep our books. And forgive ourselves, let go of the past, release the past, and start, you know, doing things that are beneficial, you know, be in service to humanity. This great awakening we're undergoing, shift back into service and release the past. And by doing that, you're going to get these big karmic bonus points. You know, a lot of that stuff is just going to be erased and gone. But that's the hardest part a lot of people have right now is forgiving themselves for what they, you know, the people and events they manifested, or forgiven some of the choices they've made, and to release the past and move on, because we can all shift. There's nobody that can't shift out of this and lead a life of love and joy and bliss and service to others. There's nobody that doesn't have that potential within us. And we just have to make that choice. And it's not going to happen overnight. You know, you're going to have to really
inner work. It's the amount of work that I see James does, and James knows the work that I do, it is a continual thing, but the more that you do it, the easier it gets. And I'll just give a tip for everyone out there just quickly. We see with Dr. Emoto's work that how love, you see the water crystal grow beautiful and there's perfect geometry, and then the word hate, and it's like chipped up and look, you know, murky.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about the amount of water that's in our body, right? Everyone's got a different percentage, 70, 80, 90%, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know, but there's different amounts that I've seen in the research. But I'm going to be bringing out soon a meditation online. But all I want you to do is when you've got a negative thought or you've got some time alone and just haven't got much to do, just sit there and just think, love, light, bliss.
Yeah.
Love, light, bliss. Something like that. So even for a minute, 20 seconds, think about what the intention, those words, those thoughts are going to do to the water molecules within the body. There is going to be a change. It's something that's simple. It's not a one-stop fix. But what I'm saying is little things like this, playing with your thoughts, your feelings, your intentions, this is a gateway to contact. And first, it's always got to do with your own self, your own divine self. Everyone else is just family that we're connecting to on the higher realm. So it's just a little love, light, bliss meditation, just something people can do when they're walking or got nothing to do or they're laying down. Just, yeah, it's a big thing is checking our intentions and clearing those energies. And James, as well as I, have them on our website. So really, I recommend those types of things. And there are times that you'll say that they won't work, but this is where you will sometimes have battles that going through those battles will take you to the next level because the darkness don't want you shining that light. So there's some people that go, I did it for 3 years and it doesn't work now. It's like, keep it up. Put your own spin on it. Keep working with it.
Yeah, there's one thing I want to say to people is that, you know, we have a mental body and emotional body, and these unseen negative influences, they may not have a physical body, but they can affect you mentally and emotionally. And so one of the first things to do is say, not mine. When you start feeling those thoughts coming in, just not mine. This is not who, it isn't who you are anyway. It's just crap anyway. So just say, not mine, set a barrier, and then focus on the love and joy and bliss. Do the clearing work. It's on both of our sites on how to clear these unseen negative influences. It's imperative right now to do that because these entities are coming out of the woodwork right now because of the energy coming in, the Schumann resonance, the influx of energy. And we're really being challenged right now. And a lot of people have weak minds or they don't have the tools and they're just acting this stuff out. So it's so important to learn to depersonalize what's going on around you and focus on, you know, hold your center, that love and joy and bliss. I've got, a guy named Jim Mixey sent me a thing and we only have a few minutes left. And he asked me to ask you about, he said, you and Allison Co talk about the crystal cities that you've seen, you know, in visions after the solar flash. Could you talk a little bit about that on the way out?
Yeah. So we've got, for example, you know, as well, they're playing in what we could say crystal type city ships that are in the sky, but also around the planet. In my best-selling books, I've got the book of Shiji 2 and 3. There's some of this in the places. So Atlantis and Lemuria were like two colonies that occupied the entire planet. They just weren't in one place. Some of these places, the Brotherhoods of Light and the hierarchy of those councils, still occupy those places. There is even Pleiadian crystal cities down on the Earth. Now, of course, there's ones in Lyra, Orion, other places, but these crystal cities, what we usually see is different sort of obelisks, sometimes one to three obelisks with the civilization. Usually that's got to do with in terms of their development. The cities themselves, it's hard to say. Sometimes they look more crystal than light, and sometimes they look more light than crystal. And yeah. I, on a continuous basis, see things that look like they're in that Stargate movie, you know, there's portals, but I see smaller versions of them and I see them that are laying down on the ground and they've actually got a liquid light in them to where beings, they're meeting places and they're trans-dimensional, we could say homes for beings that are occupying that place in their own space and time because space and time is illusionary. So it depends on the civilization. There's a lot to it. Like I'm just trying to ram it in quickly, but I could probably do a whole video sometime on the crystal cities. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some are made out of light or just their force fields. And some are actually crystalline. They're made out of a crystalline structure and they control everything. They're all the weather, everything is controlled in them, you know? So they're beautiful. They're super, super advanced.
It's almost like palaces. They sort of go up like they're not triangles, but they look like old school palaces, like something you'd see in Aladdin, but structured from light is a way we can, I guess, sort of say it.
I saw different things. Some people would want to live in type of an old school, a lot of stone and things like that. And so they have places like that and nature and just beautiful. They're totally organic, you know, and you've got a lot of the elven type beings and people that are connected to those nations are living in those structures. They don't care about the crystal side of things, you know, and then there's higher beings. So there's all these different structures, and whatever you resonate with is the type of what you're going to create, basically. I think we've got
even in some of those inner earth places, as well as in the Pleiades and that, like I've seen where they've got crystals and they program it, and that's your light at night time or your heater.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they just talk to the crystal or the rock and go, this is your job, connect with the consciousness, bang, it turns into a light. There you go.
Yeah, they have forever lights. They have these forever lights sitting on top of stalactites and things like that, or stalagmites. And they light the whole area up, and they give life-giving energy for the plants and everything else. Unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour. Guy, it's always been awesome having you on the show. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you so they can keep up?
PeterMaxwellSlattery.com. There's appointments and books, everything there. ESETAustralia.org and also JayaSanctuary.com as well, which is the home for ESET Australia as well. So, yeah, thanks for having me on, man. I always have a ball, and good thing. Yeah, see you again and catch up.
All right. Yeah, and you'll be live streaming here at the conference, and we'll have more information on that. We'll have everything nailed down, and that should be up on the website soon. So go to eseti.org and check that out. And again, awesome seeing you, brother from another mother. We'll be talking soon.
Yep.
All right. Good night. James Gillen with Edge Wish Talk Radio and eseti Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Have a great evening. Good night. What?